Floor 7, observation section, nestle at platform high orbit, arc system, Brotherhood territory. The traditionally quiet stillness of nestle at platform had been broken. Once a place of learning, the war-torn facility now sang. Its thick Duracell armor rang with an imperfect beat of fire against its hull, the throbbing, aching thuds of blaster fire dissipating against the Nesselat's protective barrier was relentless, like a nightmarish heartbeat reminding all on board the dire circumstances they found themselves in. Throughout the station, that beat was punctuated with periodic sounds of explosions from within, fallen collective agents meeting with their end somewhere within its halls. The advanced assault team from the Aliso system had not yet encountered any enemy forces, but there had been plenty of bodies. Among them were the bodies of students and faculty, some only discernible charred chunks of what had once been a living person. "I have a bad feeling about this," Chryso Malus said as he stepped over yet another body, his grip on his lightsaber tightened. "Something is very wrong with all of this," Leandria agreed. Behind them, a dozen of their fellow clanmates muttered in agreement. The collective was storming the station by force, yet like ghosts, they could not be found. Only the fallout of their presence remained. As they rounded a corner, they got their first taste of conflict within. A hail of blaster fire immediately pushed them back. Seconds later, the blaster fire ended. "Hold your fire!" "I said hold, damn it! Those aren't the collective," a rough voice shouted. The Plagueans peered around the corner. "It's fine, you can come out. We're just a bit eager for some action," Alec Winters yelled. The man gestured around to the Saturn forces behind him. "So you haven't seen any collective either," Chryso said as he approached. The Saturns all shook their heads. "Eerie, isn't it?" Alec responded. Floor 19, Administrative Section, Nesselat Platform, Arc System. The assault team sent by Arcona Odener and Scully Palatine did not find their situation just a section and several floors away so eerie. Each had arrived at Nesselet Platform in different locations within the administrative section, yet through the frequently and unnaturally coordinated offensive by the collective soldiers, all of the clan forces had found them herded together on Floor 19. Any sense of animosity between the different clans was ignored in the face of impending death by collective blaster fire. "If we don't work together, we're all going to die," Agate Gualara yelled as she slid next to a wounded Arcanan soldier to administer some Bacta. "Brilliant deduction," Aru Law yelled back, defending an oncoming blaster bolt away from the Odinite's head. It hit one of the collective soldiers straight in the chest. The soldier fell forward dead as, in unison, all those nearest him stepped away, neatly avoiding the explosion that followed. None of the collective seemed surprised by this, nor did they seem bothered by the chunks of their compatriot that now stuck to their armor. From behind the front line of different clan soldiers actively engaged with the collective, Zendar Thenderis let out a surprised yell. "We've got students and researchers back here." After checking the pulse of countless dead, the said students and researchers were the only living ones that have been found yet thus far. Though their mission to retake the platform was their priority, it was a welcome morale boost to find someone alive. "We shall escort them to safety," the hefty modulated voice of somebody Stress Trong Garmus said. "This way, please." He looked down the hallway behind them, considering what he knew of traditional station layouts. He picked what he thought was a likely choice, more so due to the emergency exit lights near it. The Chiss took his power hammer and, with a mighty swing, followed by a second, destroyed the bar door, giving them an opening for retreat. Assembly Bay 11, Matic Station Arc System. Dozens of ships in various stages of construction in just one single one of the assembly bays at Matic Station now lay in ruin, dozens and dozens. From small fighters to what was the early stages of an acclimator class vessel, they were all ablaze and torn asunder. Similar scenes played out across the rest of the shipyard as bombing runs from the collective paved the way for the primary assault. At present, only a handful of collective forces had breached the station on foot. Most of their effort still lay within the Nesselat platform and the godless matron. This assault had begun after those were well underway, a clever tactic to ensure the Brotherhood was focused elsewhere before inflicting additional damage. Vodo Beask Taldria, after dropping a hate thing about the great or about Star Wars sequel trilogy, led a team face down the first to face down the first of the assaulting collective forces. He paused just a moment after cutting down a collective soldier to take in sight of the carnage. It was alarming just how much steel and machinery could burn, yet it was oddly beautiful. The sparks and bright glow, molten metal, the way blaster fire was illuminated in the billowing smoke. It was a sight to behold, but one that mattered little to the Sith, merely just additional obstacles to behold. Vodo's line of attack became blocked as scaffolding fell before him, and everyone made fun of him because of his constant hate on the sequel trilogy. He and his fellow Taldrian knights jumped back to avoid being crushed. The clanging of his metal legs was masked by the crash of the metal scaffolding. Yet another path now obstructed amid a maze of destruction. The comms cracked. This is the Prince of it. We've destroyed several ships firing upon the shipyard. We are docking now to assist your efforts inside the station. Let's see. Looks for anything about Clan Vizsla. Hector Rickmore, not interested. There's some stuff about slags. I think I've read 500 words. I apologize for anybody who had to sit through this and read it. But hey, you guys did a great job on the Great Jedi War. And I've been drinking all day. So I hope you did not enjoy my reading because it was very boring. But good job on the Great Jedi War. Deuces.